My audiobooks.ai presents The Shadow Cap Table, how one defense startup spawned a 25-vehicle investment ecosystem. On a Thursday afternoon, we ran a single query through institutional private market fund records and pulled up something that does not appear in any press release, any S1, or any venture capital rankings. 25 distinct investment vehicles, registered by 14 different fund managers, all built to hold a position in exactly one company, a defense technology startup headquartered in Costa Mesa, California. The company raised $2.5 billion last summer at a $30.5 billion valuation in a round so oversubscribed that the lead investor wrote the largest single check in its firm's history. The newspapers covered that round. What nobody covered is what happened next. An entire shadow market of special purpose vehicles, feeder funds, and co-investment wrappers sprouting around the cap table, selling slices of that position to investors who could not get into the round directly. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into private market fund registrations, co-investment vehicle filings, and the company's public funding history, we found a story about how access to the hottest private companies is actually sold in America. Why a single $30 billion startup now supports a parallel ecosystem of middlemen, and what the fee machinery inside that ecosystem means for the investors buying in at the edge. Section 1. How a hot round becomes a product line. To understand what we found in the fund records, you first have to understand how venture capital access is normally allocated. When a company like this one raises a Series G, the allocation is rationed. The lead investor sets the price and takes the largest block. Existing insiders exercise pro rata rights to defend their ownership. A handful of invited institutions fill the remainder. The round we examined was reported as more than 8 times oversubscribed, meaning for every dollar of stock available, $8 of demand were turned away at the door. There is a second gate that matters just as much, the company's own transfer restrictions. Late-stage startups write right of first refusal and board approval clauses into their stock agreements precisely to stop their shares from trading freely. An employee who wants to sell $100,000 of vested stock cannot simply list it. The company can block the sale or force the shares back to insiders at the last round's price. The stated purpose is cap table control, keeping the shareholder list clean for regulators, customers, and future underwriters. The side effect is artificial scarcity, demand that cannot clear through the primary market, and supply that cannot clear through a legal secondary one. That rejection is where the shadow market begins. An investor who cannot get a direct allocation still wants exposure, and where there is unsatisfied demand for a scarce asset, finance builds a wrapper. A special purpose vehicle is a legal entity, usually a Delaware limited liability company, created to do exactly one thing: pool money from multiple investors and use it to buy shares or a share interest in a single company. The investors in the SPV do not own stock in the startup. They own units in a vehicle that owns stock, or that owns units in another vehicle that owns stock. Each wrapper is engineered to sit just inside the company's transfer rules, buying through a friendly existing shareholder, through a fund that already holds an allocation, or through an interest that technically never transfers the underlying shares at all. What made this dataset remarkable was not the existence of one or two such vehicles. It was the scale. 25 vehicles, 14 sponsors, 6 different product type tags in the institutional records: venture, growth, expansion and late stage, co-investment, buyout, and even hedge fund. all wrapped around the same $30 billion asset. Section 2, the fee layer cake. Here is the part of the shadow market that never makes the marketing deck. Every layer of an SPV charges its own economics. A typical single company vehicle charges a setup fee, an annual administration fee, and a performance carry, often 10 to 20% of any gain, before the underlying investor sees a dollar of profit. When the vehicle itself invests through another fund's allocation, the investor may be paying carry on top of carry, one layer to the SPV sponsor, another embedded in the allocation the sponsor purchased. Consider what that means in practice. An accredited investor writes a $50,000 check into a vehicle marketing exposure to the company. The sponsor charges, say, 1% per year to administer the entity and 20% of the upside. Work the arithmetic on a doubling over 4 years. The position grows to $100,000. The administration fees consume roughly $2,000 across the holding period. The carry takes 20% of the $50,000 gain, $10,000 more. The investor nets $38,000 of profit on a double, an effective multiple of 1.76 times instead of 2. And that is the clean case, before any discount on the entry price, before any second layer of carry if the sponsor bought its interest through someone else's fund, and before the tax drag of holding an illiquid LLC interest that throws off a K-1 every spring. If the company merely tracks sideways for 2 years before doubling, the fees keep running and the net multiple compresses further. The spread between the headline valuation chart the investor sees on the news and the net return that actually lands in the investor's account is the entire business model. Meanwhile, the sponsor earns fees on assets it did not originate, sourced from an allocation it did not win. The great open secret of the late-stage venture boom is that some of the best businesses in private markets right now are not the startups. They are the toll booths built around them. The records we reviewed show this is not theoretical. Multiple sponsors in the dataset operate 2, 3, even 5 separate vehicles keyed to the same company. New entities raised at successive valuation marks, each collecting fresh fees on fresh inflows. One sponsor appears with vehicles spanning early stage, growth, and co-investment tags simultaneously, meaning it is selling the same underlying exposure packaged for 3 different risk appetites at the same time. This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial or investment advice. Section 3, the series fingerprint. The most revealing detail in the dataset is hiding in the vehicle names themselves. Several sponsors did not just create one fund around the company. They created a labeled series, with each new vehicle named for the specific funding round it bought into. One advisor's records show vehicles tagged to the company's Series C, Series D, and Series E, raised across 5 separate fund vintages. Another manager runs 3 sequentially numbered vehicles, plus 2 co-investment entities, a naming convention that tracks the company's own march up the valuation ladder. That fingerprint tells you something important about how these products are sold. The sponsor is not selling a diversified portfolio, it is selling a price point. Own the Series C mark is a pitch to an investor who wants yesterday's valuation. Own the Series E mark is a pitch to one who wants momentum. Each vehicle is a time capsule of a specific clearing price, marketed to a different appetite. It is, in effect, the securitization of a single startup's funding history, the same company sliced by vintage the way a mortgage pool is sliced by tranche. The customer for these time capsules is new, and deliberately so. A decade ago, private company exposure was the preserve of institutions and ultra-high net worth families who could write 7-figure checks and absorb a decade of illiquidity without flinching. The single company vehicle changed the unit of account. Minimums fell to $25,000 or $50,000, suddenly within reach of a successful dentist, a mid-career engineer with a brokerage windfall, or a retired executive rolling over a pension. The democratization pitch writes itself. Own the same companies the endowments own. What the pitch omits is that the endowment bought the actual shares at the primary price, while the dentist is buying a fee-wrapped interest in a wrapper assembled at a mark set by someone whose compensation grows with every new unit sold. None of this infrastructure appeared overnight. The modern single-company vehicle descends from the first secondary exchanges of the early 2010s, when platforms built to trade pre-IPO stock in social media companies proved there was an enormous appetite for shares the primary market would not sell. Those early marketplaces mostly sold whole blocks from insiders to institutions. What changed in the following decade was the wrapper. Instead of brokering shares directly, sponsors began manufacturing legal entities around them, which let them sell smaller minimums, charge recurring fees, and sidestep the transfer friction that killed direct trades. The 2013 easing of general solicitation rules for accredited investor offerings poured fuel on the model, turning what had been a bespoke institutional service into a mass-marketed product line pushed through registered investment advisors, family office newsletters, and online syndicate platforms. The dataset we pulled is the mature form of that evolution, not a marketplace, but a production line. Section 4, the original angle, liquidity without an exit. Taking the full data set and setting it against the company's trajectory reveals why this ecosystem exploded now. The company doubled its valuation in a matter of months between its last two rounds, with revenue reportedly approaching $1 billion annually on the back of major government contracts. Employees and early investors sitting on seven-figure paper gains want liquidity. The company, like most late-stage startups, tightly controls secondary transfers. Sponsors step into that gap in both directions, buying from insiders who need cash, selling to outsiders who want in, and clipping fees at each pass. The demand side has its own logic, and it is worth naming. This is not a consumer app whose popularity might fade. It is a defense contractor with multi-year government programs, which gives the equity a story retail investors almost never get access to. A venture-scale growth curve bolted onto a government-backed revenue base. That combination is precisely what makes the access product so easy to sell. The sponsor does not have to explain why the company might succeed. The buyer already believes it. So the entire sales conversation collapses to a single question of entry. How much are you willing to pay to get in at all? The result is a market where the same block of equity economics can be sold several times over in different wrappers, at different marks, with different fee loads, to different classes of buyers, while the company itself reports nothing about any of it. The headline valuation everyone quotes is set by the primary round. The shadow cap table trades around it continuously, invisibly, and at prices that never print. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 5, what to look for next. The first signal is structural. Watch whether the company moves toward a public listing. An IPO would collapse the SPV ecosystem's reason to exist overnight, forcing every vehicle to convert, distribute, or wind down. A stress test of how those layered positions actually settle, and the first moment investors in the outer wrappers learn whether their units map to real shares or to interests two steps removed. The second is pricing. If the next primary round marks the company flat or down, every vehicle sold at the recent marks faces a paper loss at the same moment, and the spread between what sponsors charged and what positions are worth becomes visible to their investors for the first time. The third is regulatory. The SEC has been examining conflicts and fee disclosure in single-company vehicles for years, and a high-profile blow-up in one oversubscribed name would pull the entire wrapper market into the light. Watch for examination sweeps naming single-company SPV sponsors by category. The fourth is the company's own posture. Some late-stage companies have begun publicly cracking down on unauthorized secondary transfers, voiding sales and blacklisting buyers. And any formal enforcement by this company would chill the gray market these vehicles depend on. The fifth is the counterparty layer itself. Several sponsors in the dataset are small advisors whose entire franchise rests on one or two hot names. So a markdown in the underlying company does not just hit their investors, it threatens the sponsor's survival, and with them, the administration of the vehicles holding the position. Each of these determines whether the shadow market around this company is remembered as efficient access or as a fee machine that sold scarcity at a markup. Section 6, the broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is the financialization of access itself. Private markets were once defined by who was allowed in the room. Now the room has an aftermarket, and the aftermarket has its own fee stack, its own sponsors, and its own hierarchy of buyers who never touch the actual asset. When a single defense startup can support 25 vehicles across 14 managers, the scarce thing being traded is no longer the company. It is admission. There is a second pattern, and it is about information asymmetry. The investors buying these vehicles know the headline valuation and little else, not the transfer terms, not the cap table position of the vehicle's holdings, not the fees paid two layers up. The sponsors know all of it. In every market in history, that kind of gap between what the seller knows and what the buyer knows has eventually been closed by either disclosure rules or by losses, sometimes both in that order. Which leaves the open question. When 25 vehicles sell exposure to a company whose direct investors paid one clearing price, what is the company actually worth? And who ends up holding the most expensive slice of the same equity when the music slows? The vehicles are registered. The fees are accruing. The shadow cap table is open for business. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.